Now, what if it was made of glass? Would you? Remember those?
Well, I've seen a few. See more now than used to. Uh-huh. But no, they're made out of.
Would you still call it a cork if it's made of glass? A glass cork, or would you call it a stopper?
I don't know. I just call it stoppers. I've yet called corks.
Okay. And a little musical instrument about this long that you blow on.
What is it, little girl? French harp.
That's right. And the one you twang on.
It's juice harp.
And the thing you drive nails with.
Yeah.
I've got to get your pronunciation of it, though.
Oh, yeah. Hammer.
Yeah. And then, the part of a wagon that... it goes up between the two horses.
Tom.
And they on a buggy, the part that goes up.
Shave.
Now, on a, and the part the horse actually pulls on.
Pulls on.
Is the thing that you actually hitch the horse
smell
up.
Smell tree, that's what you get trying to get at.
Yeah, that's right. And then those are two are attached to the big one behind that, behind the swingle tree. Yeah, the swingle tree is here. And then you have the, behind that is the...
You mean the carriage, the old carriage, or just...
No, it's not a wagon. If you had two, you know, the if two horses were pulling the wagon, the horses would be attached to the swingle tree. And then the swingle trees...
Let's count the hounds.
Uh-huh. And the hounds are attached to
the axle.
All right. And then they, but didn't, you know, something like this, see, you know, if the swingle trees are there, and then that big one that comes across there, see, the horses would be up here and the wagon would be back here. Would you call that, in other words, a double swingle tree or a double tree?
Oh, you mean two horses?
Yeah.
Oh, a double tree.
Yeah. And then the...
In other words, the double tree, and then the swingle tree, and then...
Yeah. And then the, now you mentioned the axle, and then out of the axle goes through the hub.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the hub, the skein goes on each end of the axle.
Uh-huh.
And then the...
And then you have the hub, and then out of the hub come the spokes. And what do the spokes fit into?
Rim.
All right. Now, what about the pieces of the rim that are, you know, when that has two spoke holes in it? Do you remember that? They fell.
Rim's all I can call it.
What about the iron parts that goes
around? That's called the tar.
All right. And then the, yesterday you were out in the field with a mule. You wanted to get a stump out of the field, and you put a chain on the mule and on the stump, and then the mule, you might say he pulled it out. You could say he pulled it out, but another way of saying it is he
jerked it out.
Or
drug it out.
Yeah, sure. And then the thing that you use to break up the ground with is a...
That's a plow.
Now, do you remember any different kinds of plows that... that you used?
Well, several different kinds of plows, you'd call them. To start with, I guess you used that more than once. I ought to call a bolt-on just a homemade plow.
Sure.
And then the double shovel, 3-foot turning plow.
Now, is the bull tongue a laying off plow?
That's right.
Yeah. And the double shovel is used for
cultivating.
Uh-huh. And then, did you ever have a plow that you used on a hill?
Hillside plow, turn.
Just kind of flip.
Turn in and just
use
that.
Uh-huh. And then after broke the soil up with the plow, then to break the soil up into finer things, you'd pull a